For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests on last week's Century of Lies program was Dean Kuypers. He's a reporter for L.A. City Beat and author of the brand new book, Burning Rainbow Farm.
Rainbow Farm was a pretty unique place. It was a place in southwest Michigan where a couple fellows named Tom Croslin and Raleigh Rome, who are a gay couple, had bought themselves 52 acres of land in a pretty rural corner of the state, and their purpose was just to have it as a little Shangri-La for their family. One of the guys had a young son, and as a getaway, but they were both sort of lightly involved in the marijuana issue, had been backing a few people in northwestern Indiana and going to hemp festivals and that kind of thing. And once they got on their farm, they decided this was the perfect place to have festivals, and beginning in 95, they started having big shows there. And they got quite sizable and were well-known all over the country. High Times magazine declared that Rainbow Farm was one of the top 25 stoner vacation spots in the world at one point. Tommy Chong would come out there, and Merle Haggard and Big Brother and the Holding Company, bands like that, and 5,000 people would show up to come out on the farm, listen to the speakers, smoke pot, and also support their ballot initiative that they had going in the state of Michigan to try to legalize weed there.
Now, Dean, I don't know how else to put this, but this was also a way for these people to stand for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to stand up to the local authorities. But that turned into quite a situation as well, did it not?
Sure, it sure did. Yeah, you've hit that right on the head. I mean, the constitutional issues were primary here. Your listeners are probably well aware of this, but unlike what a lot of the U.S. Believes, a lot of the folks, the drug war and resistance to the drug war is very, very important to a lot of people who are strict constitutionalists and libertarians and a great number of folks on both sides, right and the left.
Tom Croslin and Raleigh Rome were gunned down on their farm in the days prior to September 11th of 2001. It seems the sheriff had busted them for marijuana, wanted to take their farm, their lands, their home, and their children as punishment. Tom and Raleigh didn't think that was right, so they did take matters into their own hands, and in my eyes, they are heroes. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.